So I find myself a little bit hungry this morning, Samantha. And what do I think? Hey, you know what, Lisa? A piece of toast would just like just fill that hole perfectly. Go to the cafeteria, order some toast. What do I get back? I get back burnt toast.
Did you ask for burnt toast?
Why would I ask for burnt toast? Who asks for burnt toast? Who wants burnt toast?
Lots of people ask for burnt toast.
I'd like my toast burnt, please. I've never heard. Okay, you have lost your mind. Nobody's asking for burnt toast. I just wanted a piece of toast.
Okay, but on a scale of 1 to 10, how burnt was it?
Like it was a total 3-4. 3-4 burnt.
That's not burnt. That's like dark brown at best.
It's totally burnt. Wait, what are you? You're like an 8-9 burn the building down type of toast eater?
I don't eat burnt toast, but I just feel like if you're going to complain about burnt toast, it better be an 8 or a 9, because a 3 and a 4, meh. It's
no, listen. You're being way too subjective. You don't get to decide what the burnt toast is. The lady knew when she handed me the toast, it was burnt. She knew it's not her best work. That toaster did not perform at its best. But yet, here's the toast.
Oh my God. It wasn't my best toast work.
It was not her best toast. Oh my God. And yet, she gave it away anyways.
Yes, because you know what? Her day was ruined, so she felt she needed to ruin yours.
Now I need to ruin yours by giving you some burnt toast. All I'm saying is that the toast should not be given to me burnt. That's all.
Baby.
Shake my head at that, Samantha. Who gives away burnt toast? And who wants burnt toast? Oh, come on.
Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Samantha.
Lisa.
Samantha, I feel like we're hitting and missing tonight.
We're hit and then we're a miss. It's just like the snow. Right. It's hit or miss.
Right. And it's not with the stuff we're trying to deliver. It's with your attitude. Hit and miss.
I think my attitude is just fine.
But you always do. That's part of the problem, right?
On a scale of 1 to 10, my attitude is a 10.
Your attitude is like maybe a 4 or 5. At best, 4 or 5. I feel in this friendship, my attitude is more of an 8-9.
No.
I feel it usually surpasses you. Mm-mm. Out of the two of us, whose attitude reigns supreme?
I lower my attitude so you feel like you've got the best attitude, because I actually really do have a very good attitude. Really? It's just that you always feel you need to be superior, so I just let you have it.
I lower my expectations for you. I lower my expectations for you. And I just muddle through and hope for the best.
Wow. If somebody was listening to this right now, they'd be like, they're friends.
People are going to be listening to this.
On a good day, it's hard to tell.
Sometimes it's hard to tell.
Hard to tell.
Right? It's hard to tell. We just call it like we see it, right?
Uh-huh. As Lisa bosses the world around.
Look at now, I'm choking.
Now you're choking. Don't choke, Lisa. Don't choke.
I'm choking on that horrible comment. How am I bossing the world around?
Oh, and the world gets bossed around.
I don't boss around anything.
Yes, you do.
I make suggestions.
Oh, that's rich.
Right? I come with suggestions.
Yes,
Lisa. I come with solutions.
Yes, Lisa.
Those are the things that I come with, Samantha.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God. Wait a minute. I don't know if it's a good episode when I choke right off the bat. Thank you very much.
It's not.
Oh, friends of the podcast. Sorry about that. It was Samantha's blatant lie that just caught me off guard and like closed my throat up a little bit.
Every once in a while, I like to catch you off guard, Lisa.
Right? Samantha, how's your week been?
Oh, it's been wonderful, Lisa. How about yours?
You know what, Samantha? I'm tired and I feel ugly this week. I'm feeling ugly.
Well, I didn't want to say anything, but you know.
I look ugly, right? Something's we now weird with my hair.
Send our images out to the world for other people to look at.
Right. Sorry, guys. It's an ugly week. I've thought that since Saturday.
Yeah, oh my God.
I don't know if I'm like not using the right amount of stuff in my hair, a little too much. the wrong one, making a combo pack. I don't know what I'm doing, but I don't, my hair is not feeling like it's my hair.
It's your hair.
It doesn't feel like my hair. Does not feel like my hair.
It looks like your hair.
I don't know. It's like, I don't know what it's doing. And I know, I get it, the world. You don't care about my hair.
Yes, it's a slippery slope, Lisa, and then we're getting bad comments, hey?
But guess what? I care about my hair.
Yes, you do.
And if you go to YouTube, you're going to see it's not really my hair.
And then they too might care about your hair.
But then, or they might say, no, it's your hair. And then that's going to hurt my feelings. Because when somebody says it's not their hair, they're expecting, oh, yeah, you're right. It's not your hair.
It's not your
hair. Which is not what you did, Samantha.
Yeah. My shirt makes me feel fat. No, it's not your shirt.
Right? What are you?
It's your pants.
Yeah. Or it's you. It's just you. Right? We just don't pull any punches here.
No, we do not.
Right? Okay. My week's been good too. Thank you.
I did ask you.
I know, but I like to say that now.
Yes, I know.
Right? Because I think you need to remember, keep it top of mind. Because it's 370 episodes you never asked.
Uh-huh.
Now that you've asked for two, you're not a rock star quite yet.
Now I'm doing it out of spite.
I know, right? Totally. You're like, screw you, Lisa. Samantha, I know you. I know. Who knows you? I know you.
Oh, yes, of course. All right. I got some breaking news, though.
Oh, I love breaking news.
We're going to start off with some new news.
New news.
Just like
God. I was going to say.
Just like the Kelsey voice.
I didn't even think about it as I just did it. And sorry, guys, when we get sued, because I'm sure that Taylor Swift has told them to listen to I Shake My Head at Lisa and Sam.
Exactly.
And now they're going to hear us and they're going to be like, hey.
Oh.
Only difference is that it's done by women.
Yes. Okay. So
it's not quite the same.
Okay. So apparently Peggy Lee's song Rocking Around the Christmas Tree has finally hit number one. She knocked off Mariah Carey's
Hallelujah
song. And that's amazing. That song has been around since 1958. She recorded it apparently when she was in her teens.
Like 65 years. And then they showed her on the news today. She was crying.
Aww.
Yeah, right. And so she redid a video. Did you see the video?
Yeah. Right? It's got Trisha Yearwood and good a whole bunch her. Of other fun people.
Yeah. That song reminds me totally of my mom. Hey, like that song was such a big McIntyre classic over and over and over again.
Yep. For sure.
So you know me, anybody that kicks Mariah to the curb, I'm in for.
Oh, Cher, she's making her way up the charts though.
She's. You know what all this does? This just gives me hope for two things.
Uh-oh.
It gives me hope for Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, and it gives me hope for Melakalikimaka is the thing to say. Did you see the video that our friend Adam from Odd Dad Out posted?
No.
I'm not sure if it was on our Instagram or on our TikTok. So anyways, he sent me a message and he said, I walked into a Taco Bell. He's in Arizona, right? He said, I walked into a Taco Bell and he's filming himself. And he's like, and this is what I heard. And in the background was, Melakalikimaka is the thing. And so he's recording himself and he's kind of like, you know, just kind of like stone face, eh? Like,
Oh my God. I heard Feliz Navidad on the way to work this morning.
Right? Did it remind you a little bit of me?
No, not really. I was just like, I hate this song.
No, it's the best, right? I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? There's breaking news everywhere.
What?
I need you to be open-minded. Nope.
When you start statements like that. I really don't.
Because I would do this for you.
No, you wouldn't.
I would too.
I already know, and I don't even know what it is, but I already know you wouldn't.
Right? The McRib has been spotted in 5 locations in Toronto.
Oh my God, we're not driving all around Toronto.
You know
we're
not.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
No,
yeah,
we're not.
We are.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
No, we're
yeah,
not.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we
no,
are.
Not. No,
yeah, we
not.
Are. Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
Legit, we're not.
Legit, we are.
Legit, we're not.
Legit, we are.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh my God, we are. Oh my God, we are.
No.
Yeah, and we're going to video it. We're going to film it. How fun. How fun.
Uh-huh.
We're going to be there. It's karma is a girlfriend. Karma is your wallpaper. Karma is a McRib in the city you're going to visit. Karma.
Don't reimagine the song, okay? Like, just don't.
Right? Karma's the McRib. Going to be there when you are.
No. God, I wish you had an obsession about something else. Mm-hmm. Like,
and I don't know how I saw it. I just saw it somewhere and I looked it up and it's true. It is true. It's not even fake news. It's true, true,
so
true.
So gross.
Stay tuned, friends of the podcast.
Such a nasty, nasty sandwich.
Yeah. Oh, I tell ya.
Yeah.
It's like so close. We're so close right now. So close.
Chomping at the bit.
Oh, I can't wait. Can't wait. One from each of the five.
No, we're not. No, we're not. Yeah.
Every
no,
day
we're not.
Every day.
Nope.
Every day.
Nope.
For sure. Totally.
Nope.
Totally.
Nope.
Okay. I asked you to be open-minded.
And I'm not.
And you're not. Totally shut off and not open-minded. To my most favorite thing in the whole wide world.
Oh, talk to me closer to it.
I will talk to you every day about it. Right? I will.
And this is what happens, guys. This is her obsessive compulsive behavior.
Totally OCD, right?
Totally. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Calm your shit.
Okay, listen. I don't know if you can see. You see my lips?
Well, you did say you were ugly. So, I mean, let's
my
just
lips
throw
aren't
it in
helping.
There.
My lips aren't helping. Samantha, I'm shaking my head. I'm shaking my head at all the crappy chapstick out there. Chapstick has changed because I've always been a chapstick girl, right? Like always putting stuff on my lips, loving it, always having voluptuous lips, if I do say so myself. And
you,
something,
you say it. Nobody else
I say it.
Does.
And there's something that has happened and something has changed in the chapstick. Friends of the podcast, if this is true, if you've experienced this, let me know. I'm shaking my head at how horrible it is because all you do, you put the chapstick on and all you do is you just get lip scum. And what do? You pick it off or you eat it off and that's just gross. That's lip scum. Yuck.
How do you get lip scum?
Because it doesn't soak into your lip. It just stays on the surface. And then you do this. With your tongue, you rub your tongue and it's just there and you got to get it off your lip because it's gross.
Stop touching.
I'm not touching. It forms a scum. It forms a scum on your lip. And it's yucky.
They say chapstick is bad for your dry lips anyways. It actually makes them drier.
What are you supposed to use?
I don't know.
Well, thanks for the advice. Thanks for the solution. I don't
it
know.
It doesn't matter with you because you eat all of the chapstick anyways off your lips. And you're disgusting.
The one, I know, but I'm trying not to be.
I'm surprised you don't actually like take the chapstick out and just like eat it.
I'm not a monster.
Because it's literally wax. So really you're just,
I don't like it like that. I don't like it served that way. I like it served on my lips only. The only way I'll eat the chapstick is on my lips.
So you're shaking your head at chapstick.
Yeah, thanks for being so supportive.
You're welcome.
Hit and miss.
I just figured out what my attitude was today.
Shitty.
Bitch, please.
You need one of those calendars like my boss has that has the emoji and you flip it and maybe one day you're hunky-dory, the other day you're meh. That's what you need.
Mine,
that calendar.
Mine would flip from bitch please to little bitch.
Right? Mine would just be hunky dory. I'd need one picture to best describe me.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Right? Yeah. Chapstick eater.
Not intentionally.
Uh huh. All right. For sureesies.
Do you remember the one on that rollerball?
Uh huh.
You remember that blister? Oh, that was a good one, right? Because it was cool to your lip. And it was like,
oh my God.
And it's gone now. It's gone. They don't make it.
out in the world.
And you can't do Vaseline because there's no fun in Vaseline. That's gross.
Yeah, there's no fun.
That feels like I'm putting medicine on them, right?
Oh my God.
Okay, enough about my lips.
Okay, so I have to shake my head at myself because I did something really dumb over the weekend. I don't know what I was doing. I wasn't thinking. I'm like, I got to get some stuff done. I got to go do this. And I went shopping on a Saturday.
Saturdays before Christmas?
Yeah. I'm like, oh my God. But I needed to go because I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to go shopping during the week. So I'm like, okay, I gotta suck it up. And I walked in to the store I was going into and all I thought was, oh my God, there's a reason why no one should shop on a Saturday.
God invented a gift card.
Oh my God. And I was like, people were everywhere. And I'm like, everywhere. And again, it's everywhere I stand. Somebody needs to be right there as well. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you joking me, people? Right. I'm like, oh my God, I forgot.
And they say it's going to be worse this year in our neck of the woods because nobody's Christmas shopping yet because it don't feel like Christmas.
Well, because we don't have any snow.
We got rain and we got warm temperatures and no snow. So They say that once it hits, oh, people are going to be crazy.
Well, they say we will have snow for Christmas. So get it together, people.
Hit and miss, Samantha.
But I'm shaking my head at me because I'm like, I should know better. I am from retail. I should know better than to shop on a Saturday.
No, but sometimes you're a dum-dum and you don't know. You don't remember these things, right?
Really, chapstick lover?
Really, shopper 3 Saturdays before Christmas? Hard to say who hit and missed more there. Lisa or Sam?
You.
Might be a draw. All right, since we're talking about Christmas, I need to solve this debate. Christmas sweaters, the ugly ones. Yay or nay?
You know what? I'm all about a little festive fun. So I would say yay to an ugly Christmas sweater.
Would you?
Yeah, because I think you could have some fun with it.
Like, okay, so I remember I bought one because I needed one time for work. And I bought it. And the thing is with the Christmas sweater is that it doesn't fit the way that it should, right? It's not meant to fit you well.
No, it's either too big or too small.
Yeah, and usually more too small, right? So again, right, it's if we're going to do the Christmas sweater, then let's put some time and energy into the Christmas sweater.
Are you saying make your own? Well, is it a make your own Christmas sweater?
I don't know if I'm that crafty.
And get like some lights and all of a sudden they're plugging in and some tinsel and some garland and shit.
I feel that I probably would be more like at the end. I feel like, okay, this is what I think. I think I've got the spirit, right? Because I got spirit. I got lots and lots of spirit. But I think when it comes to the very, very final part of it, I'm going to like renege and go, I hate this sweater. No, it's dumb. That, do you see that, right? Like I'm going to be all like, yeah. No.
Yep. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I put it on and go, nope, it's dumb. I can't do it. How's your big red sweater?
How's your big?
I can't even wear a colored sweater because in my mind, from a million years.
It doesn't go with anything.
It goes with nothing.
It goes with nothing. Yes.
It goes with nothing and it stands out.
Yes. Right?
Uh-huh. How, like, hi.
Hi, how's your big
Christmas sweater? Hey, how's your Christmas sweater doing?
Oh my God.
Nice Christmas sweater.
But we kind of did that. We kind of did that at the clothing store we worked with. It was Sparkle Saturday. And it was not a good themed Sparkle Saturday. It was not. What can you buy that is the sparkliest sparkle of the sparkle and then sell it to multiple people in your team?
On Saturday.
It was a contest. That was the hilarious part.
It could be sparkle. It could be satin. It could be shimmer. But it had to be festive.
Do you remember the one year that we got in? We got in shirts that had like a fur cuff and a fur collar.
Oh, you had a fur collar.
I did. And I'm like, I'm not doing sparkle. I'll do the fur. I sold that bitch. I sold that shirt so many times.
Right. And do you remember the year that I wore the gold satin pirate shirt?
Yeah.
And it was all like ruffly and
you sold that gold pirate shirt.
Sold that gold pirate shirt like it was nobody's business.
Yeah. So it was Sparkle Saturday.
And the funniest thing about Sparkle Saturday, Cindy Harder, if you listen to the podcast, I don't know if you do or you don't, or I don't know if there's anybody else from our that retail, they'll know what we're talking about. Those days, we embraced Sparkle Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like we made everybody buy, like we had a staff of 25 people. You're all buying a sparkle shirt.
Yeah. If you work on a Saturday, you better have a sparkle shirt. And it didn't have to be something they loved. It was the whole idea is that you bought something and then you had to try and sell it to customers.
That's right. Right. So it didn't matter. We had some bad sparkle shirts.
There were some bad sparkle shirts. Yeah. But that was fun. Sparkle Saturday was fun.
I feel I liked Sparkle Saturday better than I would like Ugly Sweater Sunday.
Well, because Sparkle Saturday, at least you could have a little fun with color and different kinds of shirts and stuff like that.
And you were still kind of dressed up and like you were in a dress pants. So you still kind of felt like, you know, maybe like Liza Minnelli going someplace or something. Right? A little jazz hands. Right?
Jazz hats happening.
Come to the cabaret.
Right. I definitely felt like that when I was in my fluffy necked shirt with the cuffs, the fluffy cuff. Yeah. Oh my God, that thing. And it molted. By the end of December before Christmas, I was like stapling the fur back to the shirt.
It did not hold up well.
It did not hold up well, but it was fun.
It was a good time. So, okay. Yeah. I guess yay or nay. I don't know.
I don't think Christmas sweaters for us would really work. But if there was a, hey, bring your best sparkle shirt.
I'd jump back in.
I would jump back in.
Sparkle Saturday.
I'd work it out.
Because the beauty of Sparkle Saturday is that the whole wide world, even though like it wasn't really the world, everybody knew it was just so ridiculous. Right? Like it was just so ridiculous, Sparkle Saturday.
Yeah. You're
going to wear it for 4 Saturdays, the whole month of December, right? And then I think on the last Saturday, we threw them in the garbage. We were done with them, right? And I'm over this sweater now.
Right? And the gold pirate shirt.
Right, the gold pirate shirt. Done with the gold pirate shirt.
Oh, God. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. Good times.
Okay.
Good times.
I have some good news.
Okay.
Mom has saved Christmas baking.
Nice.
Yes.
I knew if somebody could do it, it was Sheila.
She can make brown sugar.
What?
Yes. You take white sugar and you add molasses and boom, there it is.
Boom, brown sugar. There it is. That's all it takes.
That's literally all it takes. And Sheila, she got herself a 10-pound bag of sugar.
Wow.
Yeah, she's prepared.
Mike Gibson bought me a bag of sugar.
Really? He found sugar?
He found one bag of sugar.
Oh, that's
lucky. I have one bag. I'm not sure what I'm cooking with it. Because everything, right? I'm not quite sure. We'll see. And then the HHG took a picture today. She found 2 bags of sugar.
Oh.
Yeah. So
scoop them. They're not everywhere.
They're not everywhere, right? So brown. Funny, you put molasses in ketchup, you get barbecue sauce. Weird how molasses on its own, nobody wants you.
No.
In conjunction with others, come to the party, molasses. Dear molasses, you're not invited but solo. You have to bring a plus one.
You have to pair up.
You have to pair up, right? We're going to need you to pair up.
You're going to get some multiple partners.
right. Molasses, we're going to put you through the ringer. Right? We're going to suit you up with we're going to pimp you out to everything and everybody we can.
Yep.
Everybody on the street's coming for you, molasses. You better take cover.
Now, I'm sure the people are like, Samantha, we knew that white sugar and molasses made brown sugar. Maybe. Okay. So just so you're understanding, I did not because I don't bake. I don't cook. I don't bake. I'm not inclined in that profession.
You're not that girl. That's where you and I really have differed, like in our TV shows and our baking skills. Yeah. I got to tell you, this weekend, it's such a great feeling, Samantha, when you realize that you have unexpectedly become the master of something you didn't ever expect to master. So we bought a cake mix in the box at the grocery store. Just a chocolate cake mix, right? Uh-huh. Said little the new and improved, a little more cocoa to it. Sounds good.
There you go.
Buy you know, a can of frosting.
Uh-huh.
Right? Take it home. Let's make a cake, shall we? Let's just see if we can do this cake. We've mastered the banana bread. We're doing not too bad with cookies, somewhat consistently.
Uh-huh.
I think we can bump it. I think we can move up to cake. Make the cake. The cake called for milk instead of water. Gave you uh-huh. the option. We uh-huh. put milk in it. Oh. Dear Sheila and your cake pan and your sheet pancake. I think Lisa Gibson might be on to you. I think we might be able to do a blind taste test. It was so good and moist for days and days and days.
Okay, so basically you're saying is that you took a pre-made cake, dumped yeah. some milk into it, stirred eggs, it up, stuck it in
and oil.
And eggs and oil, stuck it in a pan and cooked
stirred
it.
Aggressively stirring. Right? Aggressively. I think that was the key, the aggressively stirring.
Right? Got it. Got it.
Like to the point where I realized, you know what? My arms, not that good at aggressively stirring, right? They get tired. They want a break. They're done. They need a rest. Right? Right?
Okay. But, so that's the difference between you and me is that I can actually, even if I buy, you know, those pre-made sugar cookies you can get.
Yeah.
From the guy that goes, woohoo.
Yeah, from the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah. I can still burn those.
Those are tough ones though, because sometimes when we do the yeah. peanut, when we do the chocolate chip ones, uh-huh. oh, it's about the bottom.
That's the bottom.
It's about the bottoms, right?
Yeah, because I'm like, I didn't make it. I didn't mix it. I just put it on a freaking tray, and I still was able to burn them. This is
you
exciting.
Know why. Can I help you with this? Let me help you. Let me share my wisdom with you.
Okay.
It's because, and I see this all the time with junior bakers. I see this all the time.
Oh, God.
You forget that once you pull the item out of the oven, it's still going to bake.
Oh, I see.
So you keep it in the oven until it says to, and then you take it out, and then that's when it overbakes.
Okay.
So you got to take it out early.
Oh, I see.
It's going to still bake. You're welcome.
Got it. You're got
welcome.
It.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Lisa. But, I feel so much better now.
Yeah. No, anytime, Samantha. Anytime I can help with something like that, you know.
Yeah.
But who knew, right? Who knew that I'm like the world's best cake maker?
Well, apparently you did.
I just found it. I just learned that I was.
Oh, God.
I had a hunch, but I never put it to the test.
I had a hunch.
Until
yes.
I was 54.
Thank God for a cake mix, hey?
Thank God for a cake mix and an oven that is not the easy bake.
Right? That's true. You have a real oven.
I have a real oven now, right? Doing some serious baking.
Oh, God. Your husband yeah. must be very happy. Oh, God. Okay. Hot off the internet.
Ooh.
Hot off the internet. McDonald's is refreshing the Big Mac.
Ooh. Does it need refreshing?
Apparently.
Okay.
They've heard some bad things
about the Big Mac.
Yeah, they've done their surveys. They've gotten their feedback.
Wow,
and people are not happy with the Big Mac. It's no longer tasting good. It's dry. It's like a cardboard. Oh, okay. It's all that stuff. So this is what they're choosing to do. Big Mac. Okay. The Big Mac is going old school. They're only going to make 6 patties, not 8. So it's fresher.
Oh, fresher.
They're going to use a brioche bun because it's soft and softer. Holds the heat well.
Nice.
The onions will Cushy. Now be yes. The onions will now be cooked on top of the burger.
Oh.
Yes. They're going to get fresher pickles and lettuce because they're going to have less, so you have to refresh it quick more. Okay. Right? Okay. And there's going to be more sauce. You only got 1/3 ounce before. You are now getting 1/2 ounce.
Oh, I can't wait.
It is going to be overflowing with sauce.
Just with goodness. Just with goodness, right? Same old piece of crappy cheese though, right?
I do believe they are going to keep the cheese, but they have chosen to not freeze it anymore.
I think they're going to make it melty.
Yes, they're trying to make everything melty.
Okay, okay. Well, I'm going to be honest with you, right? I have been falling for all of the commercials lately, right? Remember, the A&W Mama Burger went and had it based on the commercial? Disappointed.
Oh my God.
And then went to, lately McDonald's has been doing the quarter pounder with cheese commercial. Yes. Uh-huh. Went and had it. Disappointed.
Really?
It never looks like the commercial.
No, because it's
the commercial.
It's the commercial. But you know what they're going to do? You know what McDonald's is going to do? They're bringing back the McBurglar.
Why?
Apparently, people love nostalgia, and they think by bringing this strange creature back, that they retired in 2003.
Wow.
They're bringing them back.
Okay. All right. Dear McDonald's, thanks for doing your research.
Oh, and they're going to have a fun vintage toy for the Happy Meals.
Oh, I heard they're doing an adult Happy Meal.
Ooh, that could be fun.
I would take that. You know what I want in my adult Happy Meal? I want the apples with the caramel sauce. Yeah. That's what I want in my adult Happy Meal. Caramel sauce and apples, please. That's good. I can't wait. I can't wait. I love a good Big Mac. I love a Big Mac, right?
I know.
Okay. I get that our shake my heads are they can be random. They can be at anything, right?
Right.
I got to tell you, I'm shaking my head at how long it's taking TV to come back. I miss the Chicagos, and I'm ready for the Chicagos. The Med, the Fire, the what's the other one? The PD.
They may come back in the new year, but Lisa, they were gone for a really long time.
I know, but come on, guys, right? Like, get back to it. Let's go. They had to have some ideas in the tank.
Get crack-a-lackin', is that what you're saying?
Get crack-a-lackin', right? Get crack-a-lackin'. Right? Let's get going, right? People are out there waiting for the Chicagos.
Oh my God, you're so impatient. Right?
I just want the Chicagos. I just want, because Whitney's done now, right? Hot mess Whitney, done.
Aw, did I miss it?
Did you stop following?
I lose interest because it's like, oh my God, stop doing that. Yeah.
Yeah, so the finale was last week. So she's done. Master Chef is done.
Oh, okay.
Soon my football pool is going to be done. Again, I won last week.
There you go.
Right? Just chugging along nicely. Middle of the road, right?
Oh my God.
Right? That's what I'm just saying. So I shake my head at how long it's taken the TV to come back.
Ugh, you're so impatient.
I am totally impatient, right? Not my virtue.
This is true.
Right? Not my virtue.
Maybe you need to go back to some oldies but goodies.
Like, well, you know, I mean, I can, right? Like, I'm still watching my General Hospital. It's great.
But maybe you need to rewatch like something you've watched already.
Like the
start at the beginning. Oh, here's fun.
No,
this is us. Nope. You could actually start at the beginning.
No, I still haven't seen those. I have not seen the first 3 years, and I'm not going to go back to it. No, definitely not.
Now, technically, you haven't seen those three seasons, so they would be brand new.
No, you know what? I'm kind of over that crying phase in my life. I don't need that in my life anymore.
No, you don't cry in the kitchen anymore.
Not like on purpose. No, like I don't seek out crying shows like I did that one whole year, those two seasons.
Oh my God.
No. I mean, don't get me wrong, Mr. Dress Up did it to me.
Yes, he
totally,
did.
Totally. Yeah, right?
He did.
And you know, sometimes a sad like something will get me. I mean, I'm not cold-hearted.
No,
because I'm not.
What did I tell you about The Crown?
You told me I can't do it. You said
you can't watch the last season.
Even though I know how it ends, but
yeah, you're not prepared. You're not prepared. And the second piece is like mid-December. They're launching the part two, which is the final end.
I never watched the last season because I wasn't prepared.
No, you can handle. I told you, you can handle that one.
But
you will not handle this one.
No, I can't do
because
it.
Because I was crying and I'm like, I liked her. I appreciated her. I loved this.
But you didn't love her.
Like, I didn't love her, but I appreciated her and mourned with the rest of the world.
Right.
But you will not handle it.
I can't do it. I can't go through that again. I went through it one time. I can't just volunteer to go through it again.
No. And all I thought was, I have to be a good friend and I have to warn you that this is not something you need to see right now.
And I appreciated that because your message that night was all over the place, right? Because like spell check was kicking in and this was kicking in, autocorrect. And I'm like, okay, am I supposed to? And then you're like, oops, no, don't watch it. I'm like, okay.
No, watch it.
I'm not going to. Even though I love The Crown, I'm not going to.
Okay. But you know who watched the Chiefs game?
Number one fan over here, Sperling.
Nope, I did not.
You did
not. The number one fan is Taylor Swift. Hi, Travis Kelce. His girlfriend showed up for the game. But apparently she went to pick up the quarterback's wife, Brittany Mahoney. Yeah. Brittany Mahoney, I think, and they flew to the game with the 49ers.
And her plane just stopped, made a pit stop to go pick up her new friend.
Boop, they went. But apparently, the reason why I'm shaking my head at those who slammed T Swift for hanging out with Brittany Mahoney. They got
Travis Kelce, quarterback Patrick Mahomes, are like besties.
They're besties. Why wouldn't they hang out?
They would hang out.
There was this like whole debate that, oh, you know, Brittany is below her. And I'm like, below what? She's a girl. She's a woman. She's married to the quarterback. Why would that be weird? That would be weird if they didn't talk.
It would be odd, right?
I don't think, do we understand Taylor Swift? She talks to everybody. Nice. She's nice.
She's nice.
She's a kind human being.
Yeah. She's a good lady. She's a good lady.
She showed up for Beyonce, for Christ's sake. She went to London just for that premiere. Right.
Exactly. She's a good person.
In the cold without a coat.
Right? She's a good person. She got a good mom.
Yeah.
She got a good dad, I think.
So I shake my head at people who are giving her a hard time and slamming her for hanging out with the quarterback's wife. Calm down. Slow your roll.
She's allowed to make new friends with her boyfriend's new group of people.
Right?
Right? That's what happens.
Calm down.
Wow. Hey,
everybody calm down now.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. This is serious talk here. Okay.
All right.
This is part of the show where we get serious. Mm-hmm. Whereabouts, Samantha, in the hierarchy of hoarding, the hoarding hierarchy, whereabouts do we put the reusable bag hoarder? Because you know, society has created a reusable bag hoarder. I think it could be you, but... It's not you technically that made me wonder about this.
Okay. So I think what happened is that those who hoarded plastic bags for other uses now simply hoard reusable bags. Or
we're afraid they're going to go away.
No. Or they are so lazy that every time they enter a place that you need a bag, they forget.
They forget the bag.
And then you're like, fuck it, I'll just pay that $1.49.
I'll take another bag. And then I add it to my collection of bags.
Right. Because if anybody has ever gone grocery shopping and they've tried to pawn off those paper bags on you, that bitch is falling apart by the time you get to your car. You're lucky if you get to the car before it breaks.
Ain't nobody want the paper bag. Ain't nobody needs a paper bag, right?
So nobody needs to know how many goddamn reusable bags I got. I got you all. I opened my trunk. I gave you a couple.
You did, right? And you said you can keep them. And I'm like, and now I'm starting to become a hoarder. A reusable bag hoarder.
I gave some to my mom too. And I'm like, you can keep that. I just have lots.
I have thousands more where those came from. Right?
It's because every time I go to a grocery store or I don't know, everywhere, nobody gives you bags anymore. So literally, then that's the weird thing too, is like when you walk into a place where you know you're not going to get a bag, but you walk in knowing, oh, today I'm going to remember my reusable, you feel like they're watching you because you are about to go, I don't know, shove shit into your bag.
Right, I'm about to steal and put it
in your bag. I'm going to be a thief. it's a weird cycle around usable bags. I don't get it.
And you know what? And we created it. We own it. We've created this madness.
I don't get it.
Right? Like it's just like enough.
It's like, do you want me to reuse, or do you want me to buy a bag every time? And now I have 500,000.
Well, and bags. You are buying a bag every time, Samantha. And I'm worried about you. Okay. Now that I said it wasn't about you, it's about you. I'm worried about you.
I think this is about you as well.
It's not totally. It's, you know what?
It is.
It's a learned behavior from you.
It's you passed it on to me. Behavior from me. Oh my God. Don't blame me for your shit.
I'm blaming you.
No.
I see what you do. And then somehow I end up doing it too.
But okay. Listeners, does this not happen to you? You've got them in your trunk. You are so like, I'm going to carry them and I'm going to use them. And then you go in someplace and you're like, shit, I forgot my bag. You're not going to drop all the things that you've got in your hands.
You're going to buy a new bag.
To go all the way back to your car.
You know what the government needs to do? They need to do what they do for like street gang people, and how once a year those street gang people can turn in their guns and get a voucher for something. You got to turn in your extra bags. You got a whole year to start fresh. Yeah. Turn in your extra bags. Maybe you get like a Tim Hortons or a Starbucks gift card.
Yeah. Or maybe you could gather all the, you know, okay. Two things. One, you could gather all your reusable bags, put them on Facebook Marketplace and sell them to someone who's going to have a garage sale. Cause you need bags for a garage sale.
People are going to make other people buy your crappy bags.
5 cents, oh. 5 cents, 5 cents.
I hate that idea.
Okay. Or do you not think that this whole reusable bag thing isn't just a ploy for all the businesses, all the big corporations to get another $1.49 idea? Because realistically, how much is that reusable bag for them?
Right. Exactly.
How much are they paying for that? They've they've ordered hundreds,
a bajillion of them.
A bajillion. So they're making,
I'll take a bajillion.
It's like a cent a bag.
Yeah. They're making money.
And so really, by not bringing out plastic bags, by getting rid of them, and now everyone is a reusable bag fiend, they're making even more money off of us.
Sure
they are.
Oh
my God. Right? There, I've solved it.
It's like it's just increasing their basket size right there. Right? It's the extra add-on. It's the invisible add-on that nobody knows about. The bag.
Oh my God.
Right?
Oh my God.
That's what that's about.
That's so sad.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
So sad.
It's crazy.
Do you ever once in a while,
I don't know,
when you're like in a space or I don't know, do you ever all of a sudden you go sniff and you think, that's some smoke or is that ashtray that I smell? Is that that ashtray smell?
Someplace. I grew up with ashtray.
Right. So
right? Like when I think of my youth was the smell of ashtray.
Right? Like Gen X is like, I think we can identify with that ashtray smell.
Yeah. And that ashtray look, right?
Right.
Like where it was nasty, but we didn't know any better. And you didn't empty that ashtray until it was, that one actually did fall onto the ground. Okay. It's time to empty the ashtray. And remember, people had big ass ashtrays, right? So it could hold more ash, more butts.
Uh huh.
And remember, you would, whenever, remember, we'd be going on a trip to Ottawa and we would be able to like buy, like, kids, if you want to buy a couple extra magazines, you just got to clean out the car before the trip. And I remember we'd take the vacuum out and we'd vacuum out the ashtray. And be all the cigarette butts would come.
Oh my God, like, when we smoked in our cars.
The vacuum cleaner, because we smoked in our cars, right?
Yes.
Ashtrays were so nice. Right? Ashtray on your plate. God. Ashtray, yeah. Ashtray everywhere. Right?
And where the ashtrays, I just remember the ashtrays being like big, round, and heavy.
Crystal, like you could those like big crystal ones.
Yeah, the crystal ones. And you could like, you could conk someone out with that thing.
Oh yeah, right. And totally, right? Like if somebody's breaking into the house, grab the ashtray.
When you're setting up for a party, make sure the ashtrays are
right. So make sure the ashtrays are in the right spot. No, not there. Yeah. And like, I don't know about your parents. My parents were big time smokers and they both had like the ashtrays that were like on a stand. So it's So it was like level with the arm of the chair. Right. So they didn't even have to exert any energy. They just had to move their arms slightly to flick a butt, right?
I think my grandpa had one of those by his
so
chair.
Right? So bad, hey? So
oh
bad.
Oh my God. The shit that we grew up with, hey?
Nothing like the smell of ashtray.
I know, yeah.
Right? It's pretty
darn nasty. Reminds me of my youth.
And God forbid you ever put your gum in the ashtray. That's not where your gum goes. That's no! It's for cigarette butts only, right? It was not a receptacle for garbage.
No, it was not.
It was just for cigarette butts.
Those were good the days. Old ashtray. Lisa. Love it.
Those were the days. Okay. You know how it's like, okay, so it's the holidays and it's all the chocolates are out. I'm going to say before I get to my point, I did appreciate Andrea posted today that according to her advent calendar, Christmas was tomorrow or something. And I replied back saying, well, according to my first one, Christmas was a few weeks ago. And according to my current one, Christmas is around 10 o'clock in the morning. So I appreciated that, right? I love some advent calendar humor. However, I was at the grocery store and I was looking always, of course, at the Christmas chocolates and stuff like that. And you know me, after an icy square, I'm all about an after eight.
Oh, yes.
Love an after eight. I love chocolate and mint. Can't get enough of the after eight. Okay. I get, dear the world, it took you a long time to do this. Nevertheless, you still did it. They've made flavored after eights. They got after gross. Eight strawberry mint, after eight orange mint, just the phrase after eight strawberry mint makes no sense.
No, and see, and then when you say those two flavors, I automatically go to the box chocolate.
Uh-huh.
Right? With the cream.
With the strawberry cream. The
strawberry cream center. I hated those ones.
Right. Were you one of those kids that when you bit into, were you one of those kids that when you bit into the chocolate, if you didn't like it, you left it in the box?
No.
We were those kids, hey?
Oh,
we were those kids. I don't know why. I'm going to blame it on my oldest sister. We must have followed what she was doing. Again, it's probably a learned behavior. Right? But why are we messing with like after eight is a mint. It's not a strawberry mint.
Yeah,
it's not an orange mint.
No, it's, you're messing with a classic.
Don't mess with the classic. Right? Nobody's changing toffee fae. They're not putting a cashew in it.
No.
Right? They're not changing that. Of course they're not changing for, God forbid you touch Ferrero Rocher. Right?
But they had to mess with
the that was my mom's favorite too. Oh, that was the worst chocolate.
Really?
I hate Ferrero Rocher.
I don't think I have a favorite.
No.
I just like whatever's in front of me occasionally.
You're not too picky about your chocolates.
No, well, because I'm not a big chocolate person,
right? No, right? That's true. I like, obviously, my icy squares. And then I'm going for the after eight, just the plain after eight.
I feel like you need to write, dear after eight.
After eight. Dear after eight.
You are my beloved. And I do not understand after eight. Why you have forsaken me.
What
strawberry mint and orange mint.
What were you thinking and why would you do this? Dear after eight.
Dear after eight.
Right?
What's up with
like
you?
It could be like a commercial where it's just a voiceover, right? Where it's just a voiceover and you see the after eight through the years. Dear after eight. What started off as just a lovely chocolate mint treat has now become a disgusting, embarrassing strawberry mint mouthful of yuck.
It's an abomination.
It's an abomination, right? No. Somebody should go to jail for that. Hope somebody got fired for that. I should do a petition.
Oh, that would be good.
Do an online petition, right? Get people fired for that shit. Don't change the after eight.
No one needs to get fired. Don't mess with
perfection.
Nobody needs to get fired. Don't mess with perfection. All right, calm down.
All right. I'm passionate about an after eight.
I know. I get it. Okay. Yeah. So there's like, I want to say 19 days before Christmas, like 20 days ish. Christmas. Are we ready for this? Are we ready? Have we bought the gifts?
Well, we're going to have to be ready.
Have we tied the bows? Have we wrapped?
I think we're thinking about gifts. We're in thinking about gifts
we're
mode.
Thinking mode. Okay.
We're gathering ideas.
All right. Calm down. Gift for Lisa. This is what I thought. I came across and I thought, Yes, she's been very concerned about this for a long time. It's called Belly Orb, the world's first herbal supplement that your body absorbs through your skin and makes your belly skinny.
I'll take it for 100, Alex. I'll take the Belly Orb.
No, you, that's horrible. It's not going to make you skinny.
It's just a sticker on your belly.
I'll put a sticker
on my belly.
It's not a sticker. It's like a lotion.
I can lather and lotion.
Oh my God.
I can do it. That's fine. I've got a gift for you. I've been giving it a bit of thought too. For you, Samantha, the gift of better sleep.
Oh, that I would enjoy that.
It's called the dodo. It's called the dodo. It's a metronome light scientifically designed to block out overactive thought patterns and lull you into a deep, peaceful sleep fast. Okay. Block out the overactive thought patterns, lull you into a deep sleep fast.
Well, unless they lull my hormones into a deep sleep, probably still gonna wake up, eh? Yeah.
Well, you never know, right? You don't know for sure.
Yeah.
So. Do any of these gimmicks entice you?
No.
They do me.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm a gimmick enticer, hey?
Yes, you are.
All right? You're too logical. Even though I'm logical, not when it comes to stuff like that.
I know, because, I mean, you're just like, I need it quick and I need it now. Let's think about it, Lisa. Yeah. It's probably not going to work.
I want it today. Uh-huh. I want it today.
And then you tried for 2 days and you're like, why do I still have my belly? I don't understand.
Right. Remember when I did that ring thing with the ball on it? And remember I was getting all bruised up. It was like, it was literally physically abusing me.
It was.
Right. I'm like, this toy is not, this is not safe for people.
I know. Right?
Okay. Let's play a game, shall we?
No, I don't.
A holiday game, Samantha. You can only pick one of each. Okay. A favorite Christmas treat. Uh-huh. Favorite Christmas song and a favorite Christmas show or movie. Only one. Your favorite Christmas treat would be?
Sugar cookies.
Your favorite Christmas song?
Oh, well, just because I probably heard it was Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, but that's probably not it.
That's you. That's the only one you could pick.
Okay.
And your favorite Christmas show or movie?
White Christmas, hands down.
Hands down. For me, favorite Christmas treat, shortbread.
Of course.
Favorite Christmas song? I'm going with Melakaliki Maka. Totally going Melakaliki Maka, because that's the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day.
Oh my God.
And my favorite Christmas show or movie? Ugh, I don't really like those things. Maybe Frosty the Snowman.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't really care much for them.
You don't watch any Christmas movies?
Yeah, like I did when I was 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
So you've never watched you've never watched Home Alone or Home Alone 2 or Elf?
No, never. I saw bits of Elf.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation?
Enough of it.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen the classics. I'm a classics person.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I don't like remakes. You know that. I don't like remakes. I don't like new things. I want to keep Christmas in 1858.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, your people today are on Facebook Tuesday. We're not playing with you because they kicked some of the classics to the curb.
They totally did, right? They kicked some classics. They kicked some currents.
Nobody really liked, and I'm with them because I think, okay, I don't like It's a Wonderful Life, and I don't like the old Scrooge because, no offense, creepy. Both of them super creepy.
I like It's a Wonderful Life. Old Scrooge, creepy.
No, it's wonderful. I don't like it. Ugh, so boring. sorry. It's so boring.
It's like the classic.
It's boring. And they kicked Elf because nobody likes Will Ferrell, in case you wanted to know.
Because the thing is with Will Ferrell is he's really funny in skits. That's why he was so good on Saturday Night Live. Not so great in a movie.
No, apparently that is definitely what people thought, is that they did not appreciate him in the movie.
Right.
And they didn't like Jim Carrey's The Grinch. They like the classic.
They like or the cartoon. Just the cartoon, please. Yeah. Right.
So it was surprising.
Right. And lots of people suggested that we do that this week. So that's why there was no shout out, because it was just a lot of people.
A lot of people wanted Christmas movies.
Thank you a lot of people. You know who you are.
You know who you are.
You know who you are.
Does anyone else think that the Scrooge movie is super creepy? And how do we think this is Christmas?
Well, I don't know. It just is Christmas.
It's like three ghosts and it's scary. And like, your children should not watch this. They will not sleep.
They'll be fine. It's important to know. It's a classic.
Uh-huh. And It's a Wonderful Life isn't great either. The guy was going to commit suicide.
I know, but don't think of it
like that. He was jumping off a bridge.
I know, but don't think of it like that.
But you have to think about it like that.
But don't. I'm just saying. Don't take it so literal.
Oh my God.
I'm just serious.
Oh, fine. Whatever.
Totally serious.
Fine. Okay. But let's get on to something that I know that you guys want to know about is, how are you going to connect with us? Well, Facebook would be great. Instagram would be great. Twitter, that's Lisa. TikTok, yes. And if you want to see us, if you want to see hand gestures and Lisa wiping her nose all of that stuff, just as she's doing now, you could go to YouTube, and all you have to do is search for I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam, and boom, there we are. The YouTube is a full recording of our latest episode. So
of
Lisa wiping her nose.
A little stuffy.
We do have Patreon, which is patreon.com/ishakemyhead. For as little as $2 a month, you get the episode early and an extra episode every month. And guys, you can listen to us at a new place. It's www.shepodcast.com/ishakemyhead, because we have joined the She Podcast platform.
Yay.
Yeah, it's a new network we've joined.
Hey, you know what, Samantha? We had some new people join our Facebook group.
Oh, yay.
Yay. Welcome, new people.
Welcome.
Enjoy all the fun.
To the club.
Enjoy all the fun and let your friends know to join the group and listen to the podcast. Okay, Samantha, I read an article, skimmed an article, and what caught my eye was that it was based on our horoscopes, okay? And the article was about our horoscope sign, and it said, based on our horoscopes, that you and I should both like peanut butter cookies. I love peanut butter cookies. I've never seen you eat a peanut butter cookie.
I'll eat it if it's
in front of you.
Yeah, it's not my favorite.
According to your horoscope, that's what it is. Mine is supposed to be the peanut butter cookie, thumbprint cookie.
Uh-huh.
But I prefer just peanut butter cookie.
Uh-huh.
And yours is just peanut butter cookie.
No, thank you.
No, I didn't think it sounded like you.
No, it is not. I'm a sugar cookie.
I thought out of all the cookies, that was the least one I would have picked with you.
My mother asked me what I wanted this year for a cookie. And I said, you can make my sugar cookies and I don't need icing. I just need the cookie.
You just need the cookie. I just need the cookie.
I just need the cookie.
There you go. Just need the cookie. Right?
I'm easy to please. And I don't mind shortbread.
Yeah. Did she ask, wanted to know what I wanted for my cookies?
You're getting shortbread. Calm down.
Nice.
Slow your roll, sister.
I'm just happy about that.
Okay.
Right? Well, I have to make sure I stay top of mind, right? Because I missed out on beets. And I feel every now and then I miss out on other baking, sporadic baking.
No, she has not sporadically baked for a while, but she hasn't made beets in a long time.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Calm down. She's not forgetting you.
It sounded like she was going into beet season at one point.
Okay.
Right. You got me all excited for beets.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm going into my nap season, so.
Oh, you are totally hibernating.
Yeah, I just don't understand why we can't normalize naps in the middle of the day.
I would take a 15-minute nap in the middle
of
the day. I
would totally be down for a good quick 15-minute snoozeroo-y.
Right? Or what about a 5-minute nap every hour?
No, I'd want 15 to make it worth my while. I need utter silence.
Okay, so then you come with too many stipulations, right? So nobody, that's why we can't normalize naps.
I need people like you. I need darkened rooms, utter silence, right? No phone calls, curtains. No beeping of emails, no nothing.
Bottle of water close by in case I get thirsty. Right? Yeah, right? There's too many rules.
Yeah.
You know what I need? You know what I need for this? For a 15-minute nap to be normalized? I just need approval. I could be at my desk in my chair. I just literally need approval. All I need is, I just need the go ahead. I just need somebody to phone and say, "And Lisa, did you want to have a 15-minute nap halfway there now, clone?" Yes. Right? Totally. That's all I need.
Oh my God. Do you think it's our age? Do you think maybe it's that?
I come with no stipulations.
I come with stipulations, but.
I just come thankful.
Oh, fine. Whatever.
Right? That's okay. You know what I'm wondering? I'm wondering how my glasses get so disgusting.
I wondered that as well.
Like, how do glasses get so gross on the, like, they just, like, I'll tell you, I am a face toucher. I'm on the record of being a toucher. I don't touch my glasses. I take them off by their arms.
Yeah.
I don't touch. But yet in the morning when I hold them up to the light, I'm like, does somebody come in at night and play with them? What happens to them?
Maybe.
Like, maybe how do they get so nasty?
I don't know. I don't know, because mine are disgusting too. And I'm like, what was I doing that got them like, this literally, disgusting?
It's like, how do I get a thumbprint on the inside when I know my thumb has not been on the inside. It did not go on the inside of my glasses.
Oh my God.
If anything, I'm really careful about glasses. Hi, I have 3 pairs. I'm that careful. But you know what's funny though? Even though they get disgusting, my at work ones, I clean. My at home ones, I'm prepared to have them be a little more nasty because I'm at home in my sloppy clothes.
Okay.
So sometimes I'll put up with them being a little bit yuckier because I'm just at home in them. And maybe my at night ones maybe really aren't that bad. Maybe they just need a good cleaning. I don't know.
They probably just need a good cleaning, Lisa.
It's hard to say, right? I just got an email today from my optometrist saying, is that what they're called, optometrists?
I believe so.
Saying, it's time to make your appointment.
Oh, there you go.
And then you know what that means, right? We're headed to glasses again.
Michelle is going with you.
Right? No, she, all both of
yes,
you.
Yes. No.
Both my friends.
No.
Both my friends. Both my friends. We'll have a little lunch after.
No. Yeah. Michelle did that so well. I just feel like, you know, this is her wheelhouse. This is her wheelhouse.
I feel we can do it. Okay. I don't want to talk anymore about glasses.
Okay.
Why? I want to move on because I get too excited and then I just wait for my hopes to get dashed.
Because then nobody wants to go with you.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. So we have an anti-bucket list, Lisa. I need you to list 2 things that you never want to do.
I never want to. Yeah.
This is not a I want to do bucket list. This is I don't want to do it bucket list.
Okay. I don't ever want to lay around with snakes ever.
Okay.
And I don't ever want to eat mushrooms because that'll kill me, right?
Yeah. That for sure.
What about you?
Yeah. You know. Okay.
What don't you want to do?
I don't ever want to jump out of a plane.
Oh, I would do that.
No, I would not.
You would? And one more?
I would never want to have a spider crawl on me. Blah.
Oh, yeah. You would like freak out. You're too old now, right? You'd have a heart attack.
Yeah, I probably would have a heart attack.
You can't do that. You can't do that, right? You can't go there.
I just, bleh.
Yeah, it would not be in your best favor. It would be not in your best interest at all, right?
I don't dig things that crawl. I dig less things that fly and crawl. Like that. Bleh.
Okay, like spiders, whatever, right? I feel I can get them with my foot. Tarantula, different story.
Different story.
When it comes to snakes, you know what? I don't ever want to see an anaconda. Like that snake is bigger around than I am.
Yeah, it'll squish you like a bug.
I will just eat me in one swallow and I'm in the belly of a snake. And that is horrifically disgusting.
Have you ever watched one of those eat?
Yeah, I got the large. National Geographic.
Yes. Yeah. It's like, so like, it's disgusting. Horrible.
Like, and again, explain to me why that creature lives here.
And we're not sure.
We're not sure. And I don't feel sure that anybody has come up with a good reason as to why they're here either. Samantha, I know we've discussed this before, but you know what? I'm totally obsessed with housekeeping, right? Now I'm on a bit of a housekeeping lull. You know what it is? It's because I got wood floors. They're so high maintenance. You gotta dry sweep them, wet sweep them, dry sweep them again, wet sweep them again. That's all you're doing is just sweeping floors, right?
Yep, pretty much.
There's a reason why God gave apartments carpet. Right? So we could just vacuum up all the yuckiness.
Oh, that's totally true.
Right? Totally. So out of all the chores, I used to think that vacuuming was my worst chore. Uh-huh. It's not now. Now it's whatever you do with floors.
Vacuuming is
what's
easy.
Your worst chore? But I hated it. I hated lugging that thing around.
Really?
Yeah, totally hated it.
I find that easier part.
Not me.
Yeah. My worst chore now, it's so easy though. I mean, my house is pretty easy, I guess. But I guess if I had to hate something, it would be still cleaning the bathroom.
Bathrooms
just because,
suck, right?
Well, because it's like you got to clean the tub, you got to clean the shower, you got to clean the toilet, you got to clean the floor, and you got to clean the sink, and you got to clean the window, and all that. And it's like, okay, I get it. Everything in this freaking little box has to get cleaned.
Has to get touched with the cleaner somehow, right? It's hard to take a shortcut in the bathroom.
You can't.
Right? It's hard.
Do you need to? We don't need to be gross in the bathroom. That's
you can't. You can't. You can't shortcut the bathroom. No.
Which makes me hate it more.
I know, right? It's got to be spick and span. That's where that phrase comes from. It's got to be spick and span, that bathroom, right?
For sure. Because then if it's not.
Oh, yuck. That's yuck.
Nobody needs that in their life.
No, right? I just feel overwhelmed with housework, though, because I feel like as though you just get to the end of the week, you wake up on Saturday, and there it is. Housework in your face.
Maybe do housework on Wednesday. Get it over with.
I don't really like to do that. I don't like to do that after work. I like to do nothing. I like to come home from work and just relax. I've worked all day. Now I'm just unwinding.
Okay, but okay? Think of it this way. Maybe you just... unwind. You can just keep working and you just slap another hour onto your day and then you've cleaned your house.
Right.
Maybe we need to normalize like cleaning a section of your house every day. And then by
you
Saturday,
know why?
You're like totally don't have to do anything.
You know why? Maybe. The problem is that because you work all week and the weekend is your reward, but then yet you punish yourself with housework.
Right.
Right? Chores and housework. Chores and housework. Groceries, chores and housework. Grocery chores and housework. Grocery chores and housework.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
That's what we do on the weekend.
Exactly.
And then you go back to work.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It just drives me crazy.
I just think that we need to think about it differently. That's all.
Maybe we do.
I'm just saying.
Maybe.
But with all of that housework, you know, like there's laundry, right? So there's mm-hmm. when you go into the grocery store and you look at all that laundry soap and cleaning supplies, how do you know which one is the best one?
Okay, laundry soap, I don't know. I leave that up to Mike.
How does he know?
I just trust him with that. I trust him
did
with the
laundry. Did he take a course? Like, He just seems to know. He signed up for a webinar that I wasn't aware of?
He just seems to know. When it comes to cleaning supplies, I have two things that I have either one or the other has to be part of my cleaning. I have to either A, be able to smell bleach or B, be able to smell vinegar. Because then it feels clean because it smells clean.
Oh my God. Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding. And I don't want lemon because that could be a food that you had somewhere. Could be a food. I need it to smell like vinegar, which sometimes then makes me feel like poutine. Right? I'm like, could go for some poutine.
Oh my God.
Yeah, or bleach, right? Because I love bleach.
Really?
I love the smell of bleach.
You're so weird.
It's clean. It's crisp and clean. Uh-huh. Why? How do you determine?
And it burns your nostrils.
Yeah, right. It's good. And the packaging, right? It should look good.
Okay. Right? It needs to have bleach and it needs to like burn your nostrils.
That needs to burn your nostrils.
For me, in the bathroom, I like a bleach smell. I'm down with that. Yeah. I'm good with that. I do an all-purpose cleaner, so it can smell a little floral. I'm totally okay with it. I don't think it's food of any kind.
Nope. Needs to smell like poutine.
But laundry soap, I found the laundry soap that works for me because sometimes I get like itchy.
You have sensitive skin.
You're so sensitive.
Right. Samantha, she's got sensitive skin. she's got sensitive tummy. Right?
I'm just sensitive, Lisa.
Just sensitive, right? And a good heart. She's got a good heart. That's Samantha. How would you describe her in three words? Oh, you know, she's got a good heart. She's got a sensitive tummy. She's got sensitive skin. And she's so pretty. With a side of bangs that look like a sheepdog.
Oh, shut up.
I am just saying. Okay. You know how our thing is that we won't really wait in line for anything?
No.
I wait in line for Starbucks every day.
God, Starbucks is not that great.
And that lineup is big.
Uh-huh.
And you just wait and you 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 wait.
Wow.
And then it's your turn.
And then you wait and you wait and you wait for your coffee.
Then you wait and you wait and you wait and you wait again. It's a total waiting process, right?
It is very, and it's odd that
for everybody Starbucks, gather.
It's totally okay if people wait for that.
Yeah.
We've managed to make that okay to wait for. And I don't know how Starbucks made that happen.
That's because the beauty of Starbucks.
Get those people in a different retail environment and they are like, I've been standing here for 5 minutes. Why isn't this line moving? Don't you have more cashiers?
Exactly. You put those people at the grocery store and shit is about to get real.
Oh my God.
You put them at the Starbucks line and it's all good.
Put them in a Walmart. All good. Oh my God.
Right? All hell's about to break. Somebody's going to go postal. Guns are coming out. People are going, people are shooting the place up.
Starbucks, I don't understand why I have to wait in line. I don't know. How long did you wait for the Starbucks that's in your hand, ma'am?
Right. 20 minutes. 20 minutes.
You waited
5 minutes
for that.
Past my coffee break. Right? 5 minutes over my coffee break.
Oh my God.
But nobody cares. Nobody gets anxious. Nobody's rude to the Starbucks people.
Nope.
They don't change their speed. Their speed stays the exact same.
Yep. And nobody gets choked with them.
Nobody gets choked with them.
Nope.
Nobody.
Starbucks, tell us your secret.
What's the secret, right? Retailers of the world want to know. Right? Like I get a lineup for people wanting to check their lottery tickets and I can hear it. I can feel it. It's in the air, all the angst, right? They're in a hurry. True. The same people, it's funny, the same people that will wait in the Starbucks line for 20 minutes will not wait 5 minutes for the lineup to check their lottery. Oh, I'll come back later. It's like, okay, sorry, right? Because they're super busy when it comes to checking their lottery tickets. Got a little more free time when it comes to getting their coffee.
Ugh.
It's weird. Like a weird vortex that happens over Starbucks.
I agree. I totally agree.
I don't get it.
So, you know how we kind of dug gnomes for the last couple of years?
Well, you dug gnomes.
You dug gnomes creepy. Too. No, you don't.
I don't own them.
What? I own gnomes. Well, I own a gnome.
Yeah, I don't own a gnome.
Do you think gnomes are going to go away anytime soon? Or do you think people like the gnomes now?
Gnome way. Get it? Gnome way. They're not going anywhere. People dig gnomes.
They're so cute.
Every season's got a gnome.
Yes.
Every season. They're not. But yeah, put them out in your garden or put them under a bridge and it's a troll. That exact same gnome is a troll outside under the bridge.
Trolls are ugly with a really big nose. The gnomes are cute with a tiny little nose.
I don't know. They're not my cup of tea. Like, no, I can't get excited over them.
But you brought gnomes in for your little shop.
course, because they sell. I'm a retailer trying to make a dollar.
Dollar, right? Dollar, so holla for a dollar.
Right? They're popular, so of course we're going to carry them. Right. I'm not buying them, taking them home to my house. Gnome free home. Gnome free home.
No, mine isn't.
I know, right?
I think they're cute. Gnome,
so.
Yeah. Huh?
That's good. You'll probably get one for Christmas.
There you go. Awesome. Thanks for telling me my Christmas gift.
Yeah, you set yourself up there.
Okay, guys, we want your feedback on what we talk about. So you could potentially send us comments to ismhead@gmail.com, and you might just find it being mentioned during one of our episodes. And just a reminder that you can get some I Shake My Head swag at Threadless, which is www.ishakemyhead.threadless.com. And we want to say thank you to John Domingo for putting together our episode and making us sound fabulous.
Thank you, John. Thank you.
Lisa.
Samantha, we're done.
We're done. We did it.
We got a couple weeks left to Christmas.
Woohoo!
We're busy. Busy, 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 right? You got to get in the spirit. We got to find the spirit. Got to find the magic of the season, right? Got to find it. Jesus is the reason, they say. I don't know if that's true.
I don't know.
But isn't that the right? Jesus is the reason for the season.
Jesus is the reason for the season.
Right? Funniest ugly sweater I ever saw, Christmas ugliest sweater I ever saw, was a picture of Jesus, and it said, "It's my birthday." And I'm like, I really like that.
That's a good one. Right?
It's my birthday. He was dressed, had a little hat on, was holding a piece of cake and had a hat on, had a candle. It's my birthday. Right? And I'm like, I can appreciate that.
Yeah, right? I think that's a good one. I like that
technically,
one.
Apparently, it was his birthday.
Well, that's kind of what we've assigned, yes. So
yeah, so big news. Okay, big news with the Blue Jays. Hey, we're in the running. We're in the running. We're in the running for Shohei Ohtani. Generational player, best player in the world.
Oh.
Pitcher and a hitter.
Oh.
We're one of two or three teams that are in the running to get him. And probably will go for $600 million, 10 years.
What?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of dough.
That is too much money for one person.
Totally it is. But we'll get it back in revenue from, like, people will buy his jersey. He's so huge, right? It's crazy.
So where is he coming from?
Right now he plays for the Los Angeles Angels. But he's a Japanese ball player. You know how you like Travis Kelce?
Yes.
Take his fame, make him Taylor Swift, times it by 100, and boom, that's Shohei Ohtani.
Okay, got it.
Just so you can relate, okay?
Still don't know who this person is because I don't watch a lick of baseball.
Stay tuned. My gut tells me we're not going to get him because it seems too good to be true.
Yeah,
but big Blue Jay news possibly coming soon.
All right. Sad news for the Kelce brothers, though, because both of them lost their games over the weekend. Sad news. Poor them. Yeah.
Poor you, Samantha. Too bad you're not with the ESPN fantasy football team. Your thing would be only if I can. I only want two players, and it'd be the Kelce boys. I only want them. That's all I want. All right, we'll stay tuned to find out how I'm doing
next week
on the Fantasy Football League.
All right, we wait with bated breath, Lisa.
I know, right? Right. Gotta do my magic. Move my team. Do my shit. Yeah. Gotta change things up a bit. One more game, and we're into the playoffs.
Woohoo! All right.
I haven't clinched the spot, but I'm in third. Okay, we're going to wrap it up.
Wrap it up!
All right, friends of the podcast, have a great week. I'm being told to shut up and go home. Samantha, always a pleasure.
It should be.
Who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl!